This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Thursday, June 15th. As the number of ETFs grows, so does the number of indexes. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchuna says the index total tops 5,000. That's more than the number of individual stocks. He says it's a reflection of the growing popularity of smart beta ETFs.
This is a sign of active managers repackaging themselves into an index, frequently called smart beta. This is a huge trend. So you see companies like Fidelity, Franklin Templeton, John Hancock, goes right down the line. Instead of going out and finding an index maker to make their index, they're basically making their own self-labeled index.
Balchunas explains why these firms are creating their own indexes.
It's sort of like a, if you can't beat them, join them. It's also considered another distribution for their strategy.
Balchunas puts the growth of these indexes in perspective.
Keep in mind, there's 7,500 mutual funds, right? So there's way more mutual funds than stocks already. And number two, a lot of these indexes are going to live in oblivion forever. Hardly any of them will catch on or get any real assets. The S&P 500 and those indexes are the ones that have the lion's share of the assets and will continue to.
Balchunas says a growing number of indexes is a reflection of active managers restructuring and repackaging into a different format, the format of ETFs. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.